FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Switchfoot with "Hope Is the Anthem." Hillsong United before that, "Touch the Sky." It's now 1:06 in the afternoon with John Shirk. Thank you for tuning in. We're about to connect with Professor Christy Lee, who is in WJTL Studio B at Lancaster Bible College with some of her students on a very special occasion.
Hello, John. Thank you so much. We are here in WJTL Studio B today. We have a special guest in town. It's Darren Whitehead, and he's pursuing his doctorate in ministry with Lancaster Bible College. And he just co-authored a book with Chris Tomlin. In fact, he's in town on the Good Good Father tour with Chris Tomlin, Matt Maher, and he's making a stop at Santander Arena in Reading. It's this Thursday night. What I want to do here, though, is find out more about the brand new book. It's called Holy Roar, 7 Words That Will Change the Way You Worship. I have a couple of my students from the Intro to Radio Broadcasting class here in the studio with me, Katie Whitmarsh, and Gloria Steinauer. And we're all curious to hear Darren's accent. He's from Australia, so don't let that throw you. Also from Nashville, where he started Church of the City. I'm going to let Katie and Gloria do the honors with the interview today. So, Katie, why don't you take it away?
Sure. So it would be a challenge for most of us to convince Chris Tomlin to write a book with one of us. So how did that come about for you? How did you make that happen?
It was all bribery and corruption.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, actually, Chris attends my church. And what happened is one day I was preaching on the topic of worship. Chris travels a lot. On Sundays, and so he's not in town a lot. But on the day that he was in town, I happened to be preaching on the subject matter of worship, and I was speaking about the 7 Hebrew words for praise. And as soon as we were done, and Chris and I have been friends for about 10 years, as soon as we were done, he texted me and said, "Oh my goodness, I'm a worship leader. I've been writing songs for the better part of my life, and I've never heard this before. I'm embarrassed. How is it possible I don't know about this?" He said, "This needs to be a book. You need to write a book." And I said to him, "Then why don't we write it together?" And he said, No. You need to write a book." And I'm like, "Seriously, what if we wrote it together?" And that conversation turned into this project called Holy Roar.
All right, that's awesome. Great. And as you had mentioned, Chris Tomlin said that although he had been leading worship for years and years, he hadn't heard the message on these Hebrew words of praise before. And how did you discover them? If you can just share a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. So a friend of mine named John Tyson was doing some research, and we were on the phone one day, and he said to me, "You know how there is 4 Greek words for the English word love? Because we read the English translation of the Bible, translated from Greek and Hebrew. And there are not, in many cases, a perfect word for a Greek and Hebrew word. So sometimes when things get translated, there are some things that get lost in translation." And so many of us remember the first time we heard that there were 4 Greek words for the English word love. You know, "I love my wife and I love sushi," and we use the same word in English, right? And so you remember that time when you first heard that there is, storge and phileo and eros and agape. And all of a sudden it's like, my goodness, this all makes sense now. You know, some words are more like, or some's like a friendship, and another is more like, "I'm laying down my life for you." They mean different things. Well, my friend John was saying, "I believe that there are these 7 Hebrew words for praise." So I ended up reaching out to a man who became a friend who lives in Israel, who is a Hebrew scholar. And I wanted to test all this research. And so I just said, "Look, you know, do these words say, or do they mean what we think they mean?" And we went on quite an extensive journey together of just unpacking all the words in the original context and the way that the words have evolved and the original meaning and so forth. And that is what ultimately turned into this book project of what each of these 7 Hebrew words mean, because we have just the English word praise. And so there's this treasure of understanding about what praise and worship really is that is hidden underneath the word praise. And our goal has been to unearth that and to share it with everyone.
All right. So you talked a little bit about how it kind of changed your mindset when you found out that there were 7 Hebrew words for praise. So what changed in your life personally when you found that out?
You know, honestly, so much changed. Jesus talked about, with the woman at the well, that we worship in spirit and in truth. and that the Father is seeking those that would worship in spirit and in truth. We worship with our emotion, we worship with our affection, but we also worship with knowledge. When you grow in knowledge, you worship from a different place. So these seven different words mean something different. Yada, for example, means to lift one's hands in the presence of the Lord. Barak means to bow down. It's a really powerful idea of humility. There is the word tehillah, which means to sing a new song, sing a spontaneous song, sing a song that doesn't rhyme, you know? And Psalm 22 says that the Lord dwells in the tehillah of Israel. The kind of spontaneous new song is the kind of worship, the kind of praise that God says, I will dwell in. Probably the word that has meant more to me than anything is the word toldah. And the word toldah is to be praising for that which you have not yet received. So you think about some of the prayers that you have. You think about someone that needs healing or someone that needs guidance or direction or their marriage to be reconciled or there is a conflict in their family. When someone comes and toldah, they lift their hands in the presence of the Lord and they are declaring that their trust is in God and that they are thanking him for that which they have not yet received. That has changed the way I worship.
That's awesome. Great. And as you said, it changes the way that you worship. That can be taken into your singing and your worship songs. What are some of your favorite lyrics now that you know more of the meaning behind them?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, you know, in the book, the way that it evolved with Chris and I was, you know, when we said, oh, let's write a book together, we're like, well, what does that mean? Do you tell a story? I tell a story. How does it work? We didn't know to begin with, but as we continued working on this project, the way that it evolved is it turned into, I would do a theological treatment of each of these words. And then Chris would tell a story behind a song that he has written. And the thing with working with Chris Tomlin is he's basically written the soundtrack of Christianity, right? And so he's got these songs that the whole world is singing. He is the, some say, Time Magazine said he could be the most sung human being, most sung songwriter in history. About 30 million people sing his songs every weekend, it's estimated, according to Time. So what we started to do is just talk about some of the songs that he has written, and it was fascinating to see that these songs that he has written actually neatly fit into the categories of these different words. And so he has a song, and we talk about it in the book, that's called I Lift My Hands, and the song says, I lift my hands to believe once again that you are faithful and you are my strength. Well, he didn't know this when he wrote the song, but that song is toldah. That song is lifting your hands and believing and trusting God. I mean, it is absolutely the essence of it. He wrote another song that's called We Fall Down. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. That song is about Barak. So backstage throughout this tour, we've only done four dates so far, but backstage before we go out, we pray together. And the way that we've been praying together on this tour is to get on our knees. And we look at one another and we say, it's time to Barak, gentlemen and ladies. And we, we get on our knees. And so understanding the history, the ancient practices of the world, you know, 3,000 year old practices have informed the way we worship today, and it causes me to listen to lyrics and hear them in all new ways.
So what stood out to you specifically about the song Holy Roar? That's the song that you decided was going to be the title of the book.
Yes.
Why was that one special?
So it wasn't necessarily the song. The song Holy Roar was written by Christy Knuckles and Nathan Knuckles 20-something years ago. They're also dear friends who were in our church. It wasn't necessarily that song as much as the word Shabak means Holy Roar. Shabak means shout. Shabak is the idea of God's people coming together where one voice unites with another voice and a song becomes an anthem and an anthem becomes a holy roar. And so the idea was actually less about the song and more about a good translation of the word Shabak, other words, holy roar.
All right.
That's so interesting. Thank you. So now that you're on tour, you got to talk a little about being backstage and praying as a group on tour. But now you're touring with Chris Tomlin and Matt Maher. What is your role during the concert?
Well, that's giving away all the secrets of the concert, but I'll tell you. So I actually share about the seven Hebrew words. I preach a short message in the middle of this concert about the seven Hebrew words of praise. What's been so fun about this is really watching how the crowd responds before the message and then how the crowd responds after the message. And in every single case of the last four dates that we have done, it has been a marked difference beforehand and then afterwards. It's just something about getting a theology of praise. And I've met so many people who've said, I have never lifted my hands in the presence of the Lord before. I'm just not one of those kind of people. You know, I'm an accountant. I don't do that. You know, I worship like an ironing board, you know, like I don't lift my hands. And there's something about learning that one of the Hebrew words for praise actually means to lift your hands. It you start to understand that these are not suggestions. These are commands from the Lord. You know, when it says praise the Lord, it doesn't say praise the Lord if you have an enthusiastic personality.
Right.
It says praise the Lord. And here are seven ways from the ancient world that they've been praising the Lord for 3,000 years.
Sounds like a fascinating book. I love hearing a little bit behind all of this and even the formatics of it. And sorry, guys, for the spoiler alert for the concert that there's going to be a before and an after. But yeah, the Good Good Father Tour is coming to Santander Arena in Reading. It's this Thursday night, 7 p.m. Chris Tomlin, Matt Maher, and we've given you a little sneak peek into the special surprise of Darren Whitehead. Tickets and info available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Don't forget about the book. It's been out for a few days now, just a few. It's called Holy Roar, Seven Words That Will Change the Way You Worship, co-authored, of course, by our special guest, Darren Whitehead and Chris Tomlin, available now, holyroar.com. Darren, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, sharing more about your experience and your book.
Thanks so much for having me. Look forward to seeing, you know, as many of you as want to come and join us on Thursday night.
Hey, there you go. John, we're going to send things back to you at WJTL from Studio B.
All right. That's very interesting. Thank you, Christy. WJTL coming to you from Studio B at Lancaster Bible College with Professor Christy Lee and some of her students. Great interview with Darren Whitehead. I think I'll post that at the cast page at WJTL.com. Seems only fitting to go from there into a worship song. Darren referred to this in the interview. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman with Chris Tomlin with We Fall Down on FM 90.3 WJTL.